Okay, Rotai, the Shabbos and Shom read Parshas Mishpatim. A lot of interesting things in Parshas Mishpatim, to say the least. I want to quote one famous pasuk. The pasuk is famous, but kind of difficult to translate accurately. Rashi himself struggles. The pasuk says it's in Parakhov Gimel Pasuk Beis. Lo siya acharei rabin l'ra'os, lo sana ariv vintos acharei rabin l'hatos. You shouldn't go after the majority for bad. You should answer or respond in the ariv, meaning a conflict of some sort. Lintos acharei rabin l'hatos. You should bend towards the rabin. Very difficult to figure out exactly the flow of the word. As I said before, Rashi struggles, and it works out based on Chazal as follows, the long Rashi. Lo siya acharei rabin l'ra'os. Yesh per mikvah zeh, midrashay chach me yisho. You know, the demikos, they also have a shmos. Might be one. No, I'm still getting it. I forgot. I'm sorry. So, might be it. So the Rashi says, yesh per mikvah zeh, midrashay chach me yisho. There are many drushes. The chach me yisho on this pasuk. Ein loshan ha-mikra miyusha behen alafana. Unfortunately, all the drushes chazal, the simple pshah of the pasuk, doesn't quite fit in, says Rashi. You can't convict somebody based on the vote of one person. It's a close vote. You go by one authority, it doesn't work. The sofa mikro darshu, they darshu at the end of the pasuk, achrei rab lahatu. Shinei shnayim mechayv in yotzal, and zak, and then matah adin al piyam lechova. If it's two or more people voting, if the decision to convict is by two or more, then you do follow the rabbin. But do not the first custom of that. It's talking about a capital case. The emtza mikra darshan, the middle of pasuk, and the middle of pasuk they darshan. The losana al riv, riv is spelled without a yud. It means al rab. Shein chokin al mufla. So the bezin, you don't argue with the. That's not our topic tonight. The mufla, the most prominent member of the bezin, the fichach maschum the nefashim the atzad, the tanim shabahen shol and tchila, and so on. It's a technical matter which is not our issue. Then it says losana and the kach. Here's the way the pasuk reads. Ros means for a bad thing, to convict somebody of death. You should not convict someone, sentence someone to death based on a vote of only one, the difference between those finding guilty, those finding innocent, only one. Right, then we'll get that in a second. Then the Losana Ariv again, so that's the other issue, which is not our topic. And Achrei Rab Lahatos, but the Yesh Rab Mishatanot Achreim. There are circumstances, you follow the majority, even if it's only a majority of one. Ve'emetai, Bizman Shem Shnaim Amachim, Bechayv and Yosem and Rezakim. If it's more than two or more, then you follow the road. When Masmer Shnema Losiach and Rav, Shomin Aval Haya Imam Latova, but that's only when it's to convict. But if it's to acquit, if it's to the good of the defendant, then you can go by one. You follow the decision of the vote, even if it's a one-man vote, one-man distinction between guilty and innocent. You follow the majority if it's to acquit. However, and if it's to convict, then al pishnayim lechova. And they quote the unklus and so on. Okay, so. And then a little bit later, Rashi says, "We're all Rashi in this pasuk." The kach pishon lo tziach al roos kim ra'isa v'shoyin them work with their people. Okay, Rashi was on something else, but that's the primary drusha of the pasuk, the way Rashi spells it out. The truth of the matter is that it was alluded to by Rizidin. There is the bezdin, as we'll see in a moment. The bezdin for capital offenses is a bezdin of 23. Where does that come from? So we're going to see this whole drush of Rashi is based on the first Mishnah in Sanhedrin. In Masechet Sanhedrin, the way the Mishnahs are printed in the Gemara, it says the whole Tafes of an Aleph, all over the Tafes of an Aleph, one long Mishnah, the Mishnahs, a separate Mishnahs. But the way the Gemara is printed, it's a long, long Mishnah based on Aleph Sanhedrin. And there's a reference there to the following. There's a pasuk later in the Chumash, in the end of Chumash Bamidbar, the very end of Chumash Bamidbar, plus Perek Lamed Hay. In pasuk Masay, Perek Lamed Hay. There it's talking about an intermiklus situation, somebody killed by mistake, and so on. So in the context of that presentation, Torah says in Torah Kalamet, hey, at the middle of a story in Pesach Chav Galit, the shoftu ha-edah. The edah, the judges, judge, bein ha-makir, bein go ha-dam, okay, al-nishpotim ha-elah, deciding between the murderer and the go ha-dam, that's the next of kin who wants to take revenge and so on. That depends. It was intentional, unintentional, again, not our details. And it says the next prophet, If it was an unintentional killing, they save, the Eda, the judges save the murderer, right, the killer, we'll call him murder, because it's premeditated, they save the killer, Miyad Gol Adam, the Eshivu also Ha'eda El Yermiklatol Shem HaShama, they bring him to the Yermiklat, and the Yosher Bad Mosa Konagol, Hashem 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 HaKodesh, they did so that's the Konagol, that's the din of the Horeb Vishogi in Parashas Matik. So based upon all of this, we find the following in that one Mishnah in Sanhedrin, on the base Amud Aleph. Towards the bottom of the page, the Mishnah says, Sanhedrin Gedola Haisa Sosim Ve'echot. The Sanhedrin, the major, the high court, the Supreme Court in Shalim, the base, I think this was a court of 71, and that was the main Sanhedrin. The Tana Sosim Ve'echot. The smaller Bezdin for capital cases, among other things, that's what the theme of that Mishnah discussed. Which size bezin are needed for which size bezin is needed for which type of crimes or which type of alley crimes, the case, civil case, lawsuits, etc. Anyway, so it says the smaller bezin for capital offense is 23, the serious laws. But I mean, how do we know that a large one is 71? Again, that's not a topic, but Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to have assistance and so on, so he's told to get 70 people, Moshe Agaben with him is 71. And the Omer Shishim altogether, fine, get another 70 in total. Not our issue. Then it says, "Uminayim l'ktana shisha esim v'shol." So where do we get? It doesn't say when the Chumash you have 23 people on the Bezdin for, you know, for other offenses, including capital offenses that don't have to go to the high court. It says, "Shenemar the two psukim I just referred to in the end of Parshas Maaseh, v'shoftu ha'edo v'itzilo ha'edo." V'shoftu ha'edo is in pasuk Chafdal of the Tarek Lamed Hey. V'itzilo ha'edo is the beginning of the next pasuk Chafdal. V'shoftu ha'edo v'itzilo ha'edo. You have to have at least the potential for Eda Shofetes, for Eda Matzelet. Of the court, or the judges in charge of the case, there has to be potential for an Eda, which is judging, and judging apparently means, you know, convicting, the Eda Matzelet. Still, there has to be an Eda, potential for an Eda to vote in favor of acquittal. Okay? Well, there's a separate one, correct. As Rashi explains it, Eda Shofetes, Asorah Mechayvin, Eda Matzelet, Asorah Mezakin. Ashmi and Kod, the Tzorech Eshim, so you need at least 20. Because you have to have the potential for 10 to convict and 10 to acquit. So that's 20. Okay. Then parenthetically, the Mishnah is a menayin le'edah she asara. Where do we see the edah is asara? Okay. Shenemar, by the Meraglim, when it says, Admosa le'edah harah, okay, how long will I have to tolerate this wicked edah? So who are they talking? It's talking about the Meraglim. So Yotzi Yeshua v'Kalev. Yeshua and Kalev will deliver a favorable report. So they weren't included in this. So it's the other 10, right? So that's how you know that A don't mean 10, so it has to be a minimum of 10 to possibly acquit, minimum of 10 to possibly convict. Or minayim lahavi od shlosha, or and how do we know, okay, that gives us 20, how do we know another 3? So first of all, Rashi just explained, la eidah rav meraglim, so you might have that already, good. Now you don't need another 3, the biggest 23, mashma shenemar, now comes our pasuk, Mishnah Sanhedrin, based on, I'll quote our pasuk from here in Parashas Mishpatim, which Rashi elaborated upon based on this Mishnah, right? So it says, so we know that since it says Lo Siya Acharam Leroz, which Rashi explains Leroz, Im Harov Mechayvin, if the majority votes to convict, Lo Selech Acharam Harov, you can't listen to them to execute. So if it's just a rov of just one, Shomea Ani Dilatova is Chus Alech Acharam Afilu Miram. Okay, then we can infer that if it's a tova, if it's to acquit the tova of the benefit of the first time trial, then you can go by, okay, Shomer is the tova is supposed to halach acharim. Shafil Amir is Akhram Rab Mechadim, Shafil Lo Siach Leroz, and Cain Loma Nema Akhram Lahato. So what is the next pasuk? You follow, you don't follow, it's a little unclear. So it says the Mishnah, we already know that the second half of the pasuk says Akhram Lahato, so it sounds like you do follow the majority. First part of the pasuk sounds like you're not following. It says Lo Siach Akhram Leroz. Then it says the end of the pasuk is Acharam Lahatos. You should follow the majority. So which is it? Right? So you can't tell me, well, one second. The first part of the pasuk is simply talking to acquit, because I'm sorry, to convict. You don't follow the majority to convict. But the second part of the pasuk is, so you do follow the majority to acquit. But one is, you could say you don't need that, because if you already had the first part, it says don't follow the majority to convict, then in the Kalal night, shouldn't be mash mishanema, it says. So therefore, it says no. What it means is as follows: In Cain Lama Nema Achav LaHatos Lo Katayos LeTova Hatayos LeRa. You're leaning towards what the majority says to acquit is not the same as leaning to convict or or the other round, right? What does it mean? So hatayos l'tova, leaning to convict, leaning for good, that's al pi echad. Go on. Hatayos l'ra al pi shnayim. And that's the whole drasha. And so that brings it up to 22, right? Because now you can have, you have to have 12 to 10, right?
Except 20, and we require a majority of
two.
Of two. 11 against 9.
Huh? No, but you don't, then you don't have Edom HaSelah. You need at least the potential of Edom, at least 10 who could say. Right. So if you have to have 10 and 10, and you have to win by 2 in order to convince, there's got to be 12 to 10. Then a base and base is a best in shuckle. No person can have an even number of people. Can have a tie? That's no good. So therefore, Masiv Olayim Orechot. You have one more. Harekan Asim Shalos. Right as Rashi says there, that's the bottom of base. Without, and Rashi spells it out. Okay, again, we it's like you said in the Chumash, and we don't have to say the whole thing. But that's what Rashi says. So therefore, I have to have 23. And then the next, the top of the page, he says. Ain bezin shochet explains enos and bezin zugos. You machok lechatzoy and avol palgo palgo. Okay, then you're not going to have anything. Okay. Anyway, that's what comes out from this din. So here you see our pasuk and here mishpatim plays an important role in telling us how the bezin has to be structured for a bezin to have the proper number of people. It's 23. Okay. There's a fascinating gemara. So it sounds like okay, that's a bezin 23, and you go by the majority. Obviously, if it's, you know, the 13-10 or 15-8 or whatever, then that's what you follow. But even if it's 12-10 to convict, it's a 12-10, you need 12-10 to convict. You only need a majority one. It could be, you need an effective action. You need 13-10 to convict, and 12-11 will acquit. Good. But what I want to focus on now, and we're going to come back at the very end, back to this pasuk. There's a gemara later on in Sanhedrin. I'll go a little tour of Sanhedrin a little bit. At the beginning, anyway, it says on Daf Yud Zayin of Aleph and Son heads in the following. Very staggering comment towards the bottom of the page. Omer of Kana, Kana Torah, Sanhedrin Shera'u Kulam Lechova. If the whole bezin unanimously found convict, okay, Potrinoso, okay, whatever. Why my that's what's right now my time? Well, what's the reason for that? I mean, it was 23-0. To convict, so you let him go. Yeah, exactly. That's strange. That's what it says. So far, it's my time. I don't know what's the reason. Because cave on the Gemiri Halonas Din, Lenebe Bezchusa, since the halacha is based on later Mishnah, we'll see inside in a second, that you don't convict on the testimony of that day. You got to use modern terminology, sleep on it. You know, let me sleep on it. Right? Sleep on it before you can be attacked. I mean, you're talking about taking somebody's life at the end of the day. The guy may have heard of it. You know, before we go take somebody's life, you know, that's a serious matter, so sleep over it. Because maybe you'll replay the arguments in your head, you had a whole day of debating, and you'll come up, maybe Taka shouldn't execute. So that's what you need, how long it's been, remember, let's chusa. Yeah, but Bahani, Sulo Choti, there was nobody who spoke out in favor of the guy. Okay, so what's the purpose? So, the whole Halonis Adin is to, you know, we voted 15-8, but now that I think about it, there's only eight guys, what do you call it, the minority opinion, whoever wrote the minority position. In the court, so think about it overnight. You'll think about your own thoughts. You'll think about right, and therefore, because now I think about what he said makes some sense. Right, so that's the idea, and therefore, since in this case that's not going to be possible, how long the din is required. Therefore, a case I don't know what we made was like a mistrial, whatever it's out. That's what the Gemara says. The Yud Zayin of Aleph. Rashi explains, Kavan the Gemiri, says Rashi. The boy Halonis Din required sleeping over it, right? The Parakayu Bodkin, that's the fourth part we'll see in a second. Shimlo Matzalos Chus Yom Rishon Malino Solomacha Shema Yinsulim Tamei Chus. Maybe they'll come up with an argument in the guy's favor. So let's just look very quickly. That's a Mishnah later on in Sanhedrin. That's Mem Amud Aleph. That's what Rashi refers to. But presumably, the Mishnah there says also a long Mishnah, whole page Mem Amud Aleph in Sanhedrin. So the Mishnah there says, you know, describes the whole case. And it says, let's find it. The Nimsu, just a moment, here it is. I can't find the exact word I'm looking for now. It says, the Nimsu is supposed to go over, it's been sitting overnight. I can't find the phrase. The matzalos chus. It says lamacha. You do. I can't find it. It's a long mishnah. I can't find. Oh. Okay. Oh, here it is. The matzalos chus right in the middle. The matzalos chus. Okay. Patrul. If during the day they found reason to acquit, to let them go. We love mavirno solam macha. If not, you take the case overnight. Like we said, we call that halona sadin. That's the mishan mem of an aleph. Rashi says, mavirno solam macha, mavirno solam macha, mavirno sadin ad lamacha, mishum halona sadin. Can I mean in particular, as it says earlier, it's halona sadin. He's referring there to another mishnah. In the beginning of the other parak of the previous parak, that's the fourth parak. That mem of aleph was the beginning of the fifth parak. We go back to the beginning of the fourth parak. Yeah, so we're jumping around some edge a little bit. It says lamed beis amud aleph. So the mishnah there, not quite as long a mishnah, discussed the difference or some of the differences between dinim mamonis and dinim nefashos with regards to the way the president handles the case. So it says another difference is dinim mamonis. Dinim mamonis, you can do the case that day. Dine Mamanus Gorman Bo Bayom. Pain Luschus, Pain Lechoba. Dine Mamanus, whether you're telling the guy he owes $1,000, I'll tell him during that day. Dine Nefashus Gorman Bo Bayom, Luschus, Vayom, Salachal Lechoba. If it's acquittal, so you can do it that day. If not, you have to wait until the next day. And, So that's the din in these different Mishnayas. And Rashi there says, Dine Nefashus Gorman Bo Melozak, Vayom, Salachal Lechoba. In Ziku, Biom Rishon, Toskanis Dine Miyad. If they're acquitting him the first day, he's out all right away. Okay, that's the thing. So what comes out, getting back now to our
pivotal... The one guy, he wakes up, says, he didn't do it. He had the other 22 said he did do it. He slept overnight. The other guy wakes up in the morning and says, no, he find it's good. He still got
still on. Okay, so we're going to hold that thought. Okay. Anyway, that's getting back to our Gemara now that we're looking at, Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. So based on this principle, Allah Sadin, the idea of finding the source, what kind of says, well, if everybody convicted of the first shot, 23-0, unanimous verdict, he's innocent. Unanimous guilty, he's off. That's what it says in that Gemara. Now, for the sake of a full clarity here.
No, you go overnight.
Right.
One guy wakes up and says, no, he's
busted.
The count of both that
class
or the
first. We'll get there. Before we get there, though, I want to read you what the Tosa Rosh says. So if you look carefully again at the language of the Gemara, the Rishon struggled with this idea. But let's first take the case. Everyone votes to convict, and now he gets off. I mean, it is a little difficult. Good, he has a svara, a lot of stuff. But still, I mean, counterintuitive, at least to some extent, right? So the struggle is the language of the Gemara is Amar Kana. Sanhedrin Shor Kulchav Potrin Oso. What is Potrin Oso? So the Tosus Harosh on this Gemara Sanhedrin Yizayin of an Aleph says Sanhedrin Shor Kulchav Lachav Potrin Oso Miyad. Pirish Rabbeinu Meir. I'm not sure he's referring to Pirish Rabbeinu Meir. Memarin lahargo miyad. Okay? No, poaching means like you get rid of him. You execute him. He was found guilty, good, execute him. For the same reason, you don't need, not that you let him go. You don't need halona sadin. If you know him, they all, it was a unanimous verdict. So you ex poaching or so, it says lahargo miyad. Kamo omar any mishpah poaching or so, like poaching or shmuz. Okay? I'll read it to you in a second. You do it right away so the guy won't change his mind. Right? You do it, that's the case in Shulis. What's that? Nobody. Halon Satin is not necessary when there's nobody on its list anyway. So you get rid of it. Because again, the whole idea of Halon Satin, the way the words are written, is you should consider some of the other people's arguments. Here there were no other arguments to consider. That's what we're saying. Okay, therefore, there's no reason you don't need all of
them.
Well, but we don't have, you're right, but okay, but it's within the Avonim, the Halon Sadin is in order to be Malam and Tchus, that is no Tchus. Okay, anyway, the Gemara Tchus.
But that
Malam and
Tchus would have to be to get a majority the other way around.
Okay. Or
a lot of guys changing your
mind. There is a Gemara in Shavuos, Lama Tesla, Al-Fakai, if Amar Ein Nishba, Okay, it's actually a Shulis Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. Anyway, the Gemara there has the expression Potrin Oso Miyad. Okay, and Rashi there says Lamed Tes Amud Aleph and Shulis Potrin Oso the Ein Mashin Oso Kan. You don't delay. So sometimes the word Potrin, that's all I'm trying to point out. Sometimes the word Potrin it does not mean to potter, to exempt, but to and so get rid of him, you know, to pot off from him, so to speak. Anyway, that's how the Tos Harosh learns this Gemara, in the name of Rabbeinu Meir. Okay? I don't know who Rabbeinu Meir is.
He's
the Rashi's
father.
Yeah, could be. Okay, that Rabbeinu Meir, the Rashi's son, I don't know. Okay? And so sometimes, you might think it's Rabbeinu Halev here, the Ramah, the Yad Ramah. Okay? Yeah, also. So it could be this is referring to, but not here, because the Yad Ramah himself, on this Gemara in Sanhedrin, Yitzhak and Alphys. Amor Kana Sanhedrin Shor Kuma Chobi, and Rishon Posa, some my time to say quotes the Gemara. He says, he reads, Amor Kana Sanhedrin Shor Kuma Chobi, Beyom Rishon Posa, my time to say the Gemara. Shim lo matzo schus, Beyom Rishon, Shrikhin lahalina zinai, Udina, Ula yin so schus lamachas, the year of Echad men hamechayvin, Dibre hamezakin, one of the guys who found him guilty, will be considered because they'll think about the arguments one of the guys who found him innocent. Ahavi came under Hashtal Ochazi Chazanai's Susa. None of them found this because Sulo Chazir, the Loma Hanaman Mebid Le'an Olazin. Olazin doesn't do anything. Okay? Ubein Alonazin, the Chazai Dura, Blas is Chusa, Veleka Hilcha Patrin Olay. Therefore, you pat him and get. So, Ramah himself seems to say that, you know, he gets off. So, wherever, okay, Tamachok is showing him, and Tosa Rosh, wherever he's quoting, it's not like the Yad Ramah. Also, the Meiri.
Gets off what, for the next day?
Oh, 1 second, hold the thought. Okay, looks like he gets off altogether. It's a case closed, like a mistrial. He's off. Okay? The Meiri and the Beis Avchira on that same daf in Sanhedrin, right? Sanhedrin should possibly be in a fascist cool in the Chova, poaching himself. We came on Shetikah Oz Dilam, Mishalom, Masos, Chuspion, Rishon, since they instituted the content of Ramas Adin, sleeping on it, for someone that couldn't find his Chus on the first day, Shema Yimsul, Thomas Chus. The Kavan Shapasu Kulan Lechova. Everybody said Lechova, commit. Ain't on those schools. The Ain't on Narag, I'd say a Hafu Mitsosan Mischus, the Yibra Machai. The halacha is when do you convict somebody? When there are some people. And that's what I think the Mir is driving at. I think the Gemara doesn't relate it. We'll see later. Tanachonim do the Mir. I think hints at it. There is this idea of Eda, Matzelis, the Shoftu Eda, Mitzilis Eda. Eda Shofetis Eda Matzelis means. There have got to be some people who say quit, some people who say convict, and actually, Yehafu Mitzos Mitzvadan, the Yirbu Hamachayvim. But there are more who say convict. That's when we convict somebody. But there have to be some people who, at least one person, somebody, who says do not convict. So that's also the theory. If we look in the Rambam brings the halacha. Again, I'm showing you the Tosafot halacha. Right, but there has to be another side. Right. That's the point. Anyway, so I'm just showing you, Tosafot Rosh has this Rabbeinu Meir who says the guy gets off, but it doesn't look like that from the Yad Ramah for sure, the Miri. The Rambam Paskin, pardon me, a Perek Tes of Hilchos Sanhedrin, Halacha Aleph. Hold on, we'll get to it.
Eventually, you're going to have, let's say there's unanimous but one, so there's one again, so that's enough for one of them.
Yeah.
Then the next day they
revoke.
And then it's unanimous.
Then you're off. The guy won't necessarily change his view. I mean, if it does, then but he might. Okay.
So I think that you need more.
I'm not sure. That's a good question. You know, I think so.
But there's only one guy in his majority. The guy gets killed anyhow.
Yeah, right. But probably don't wait overnight.
One guy can convince all
three of them. Okay, so sometimes you can. Let's see.
He can be smart enough to say, look,
okay, we're going to get to that. We'll get to that.
I'm going to take both of
them. Let's see. That's what you say. Let's see. First, let's see the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Perek Tes, Hilchos Sanhedrin, Halacha Aleph. Sanhedrin Shepasu Kul Medina Nefoshes. First, he's a Medina Nefoshes. Tchila, the Amru Kul and Chayim, Harei, he said, Potter, you're Potter, the Rambam is Patrina, means you let him off. You kill him right away. You do away with him, like the Rosh Hashanah. He says, Harei, he said, Potter, Achi, Shom Mitzos Mezakim, Shehefchu Beshuso, V'yirva Mechayim, Achachachachachachach, like the Maybe said, I think that's because you need to have that somebody shofetes and somebody. Okay. Well, it's a good question. We'll see the significance of that. The Kesef Mishnah says this is so parakamet Sanhedrin, the Gemara of Kana. The Yair Tam became in Lomot Suschus, we own Echad Mavir, Osadamach, Hashem to Tam Suschus, and Shulahani, Sulah Chazal Suschus. Kesef Mishnah gives the reason We said you're not going to find somebody else. You're not going to. You don't have. You need halachas adin and so on. So I thought I had a slightly different girsa. So I read the Rambam Sanhedrin shapasu kula. The Radvaz's lashon was Sanhedrin gedola. Talking only about the big Sanhedrin, if that's such a case. Okay, and Parakama Amar Kama Tetra. So he wonders, one second. The Nira Rabbeinu, the Divra Rabbeinu, the Dafka Sanhedrin Gola, Sanhedrin Tana, Shapasu Mulchad, the lawyer, Pochinosa, the Kashuli. Where does that come from? First, you could have a case of it. There are other things that go away to the big business. But the Radvaz says, the Gemara doesn't say it. The Gemara seems to say any business. So the Kashuli, the Rav Kana, now we don't have the Kashuli because we don't have the gears of Sanhedrin Gola. We have the Sanhedrin, okay? I mean, any, but the rabbis had a gift, Sanhedrin Gedolah. Sounds like, you know, it's all only applied to Sanhedrin Gedolah. So good. So he says it's a kasha. And not only that, but he says, the soon the time they'll come, shock them, go there. The whole reason of how long it's been, that's not only a thing in the Sanhedrin Gedolah, it's in my own. The soon the Sanhedrin Gedolah, my soul, Talmud, the other Kana, is talking to the Sugi about Sanhedrin Gedolah. The whole thing makes no sense. Well, Ficha Chani Sover, the Labusa, not Kat Sanhedrin Gedolah. He means even a Sanhedrin Gola. The Salka definitely ain't Achad Yivrim Klum. There's no appeals after the Sanhedrin Gedola, right? Whatever they say goes. So therefore he says, Ilav the Kimud Davar Katola, Loya Posen Kulam Chova, the Katlima, Kamash, the Posen Somiyad, the Sulo Chazwa is Chusa, the Tarkin. He says, maybe it's like a Ravusa. In any event, it means both, bottom line, it means both the Sanhedrin Gedola and the Sanhedrin Katana. Okay? So I'm just saying, there's no Sanhedrin goal means their word is final. Their word is final on everything. Right. What?
No, why when they can't reach it?
They don't know. Right. When they don't have the decision. Right.
But over here, there's no, we don't know.
Right. Correct.
Well,
it is never. No, it's not a quarter.
No.
Now the Orf Sameach points out on that Rambam Parakalis Parakets. What's the first? Writes Kachi Agirsa Mitzvus Venitzia. Some people had that, some people didn't. Okay, with the words and the others. Therefore, the time is from the Lecha Kamal. The Tzidus Tzula Chazal Tzidus Tzidus came to Shem and the Sanger Tzafan. Although, yeah. So he says, the man lives to Aiden and Masha Yidu's name, the Darshu Chorka, I'll have to say, that's not the right word here. He says, What does it mean we talk to the guy? We talk to the guy altogether? Okay, that's it. The guy, you know, he's off the whole case is done. Or does it mean no, move on to another business? This Bezdin came, as we're going to see in a moment, the Rishonim, everybody's bothered by this. You know, it's good, how long it's been, and we have all these nice, but it still rubs you the wrong way. No, I mean, a guy was found here. Sometimes it is unanimous. I mean, it's so clear. The evidence is clear. Why was it clear? Not because they don't like this guy, but because there's evidence. So how do we go ahead to say that the guy's going to be, you know, is going to go off guilty when they've all voted in favor of
conviction? You move it up to the next Bezdin side.
The next business size, maybe you've got this business done. It's like a mistrial. You have to have a new trial. Yeah.
The very nature of a court seems to be something. So in order to clarify the topic, there has to be somebody on both sides to be machuria.
I understand. Now that's the sort, but still, I'm not arguing that. I think you're right. But I think what the Arsameach is hinting at, and what the Dvar Avram says even more clearly, Dvar Avram was known as the Kovner of Avram Dovber Kahana Shapiro, Kovner, before the war. He was, I mean, you know, he has a famous collection of Tshuvas, Dvar Avram. When Salonechik, when the Rav moved to America, so the community in Boston, they wanted to see who the Shnicha, you know, they wanted to see the Shnicha from and so on. So his father, Moshe Salonechik, sent a letter explaining, the father, of course he's going to say, you know, he wants independent corroboration. He's talking about so the Dvar Avram. Wrote a letter from they reprinted it, put out one of the Sefer Kodesh Rav in honor of the Rav, so that on the first page they reprinted the letter that the Rav Rome wrote about the Shabbat Soloveitchik to the community to let them know
he
can rely on his tzak, it's the fact he writes halach, which was the Mechol Mokom. Interesting. Anyway, that's historically interesting. But anyway, the Rav Rome is a Tshuva Chelik Beis. Simon Lamedal, the end of Oz Dalid, he writes, Rekarit Be'ena Lomar, This whole idea, it's not that the guy gets off scot-free. Again, the English, we call that a mistrial, no? Okay, so now they have to start again with a new trial. This Bezdin all found him guilty. So when all found him guilty. So therefore, it was something wrong that happened. Okay, so doesn't mean now the guy goes home and that's it. Another Bezdin will have to deliberate. The car of the Ein Aloma, he's not sure. He's not positive about it. You see, they're bothered. You know, you're going to let a guy off. That's his suggestion that the Samech seems to say and that the Avram says. There is a sefer that worth pointing out also. There's a sefer called Chanukah Satorah, okay? They call the Rebbe of Heschel, the time of the early Achronim, you know, the Ramon and that era. So he writes as follows in his commentary on Parshas Bo. How it gets in there is not there. It's Osam Chal, the beginning of Parshas Bo. Again, the details, it's not important, but Kosuah Poskim. To the very important point, because let's think for a second. Let's say they had a whole day of deliberations. We're back and forth. Okay, now it came at 9 o'clock in the morning, we hear all the evidence, blah, 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 back and forth. Now at 5 o'clock, we take a vote. And the vote is taki unanimous. So we said before, there's no halamas adin, because after all, they all voted in favor, so what are they going to reconsider? But the Chanukah story makes an important point. He says, the Kosova poskim, the daifka in kulo on the mitam echad. He said, yeah, that's if they all have the same reason. There was no deliberate, there's nothing to talk about. They all came with the same conclusion. But if, you know, we were debating and you said this reason and I said that and another guy said, then there's what to still think about. I think that's what he's saying. You don't acquit, okay, based on a unanimous conviction unless the logic was the same for each person. Well, that already probably cuts down how many Jews, how many opinions, you know, about, huh?
Yeah, a lot of reasons.
Right, and they won't agree on it. They come to the same conclusion, you know, but it's either different reasons. That was, as I told in the past, so Chutmas is alleged to have said once, you know, the Gemara says in Megillah, that when Nazayim and Talma HaMelech, you know, called the 70, I mean, Chachamim, to translate the Torah, he put them in 70 different rooms, and they all made the same changes. There's a great miracle, they always know there's 70 different rooms. The witness said it would have been a bigger miracle, would have been the same room.
Yeah.
And they came to the same conclusion. Right? Well, you know, that was a bigger name. But anyway, the point of the matter is that that's the limitation. I only mention because, again, you see that this people are struggling. Well, only in this business, we have to go another business. And, well, only if they all have the same reason. But, okay, that's the thing. The Minchas Chinuch in on our Seder, Mishpatim, Mitzvah Ayin Zion. And it's Ayin Zion. Is this mitzvah here of Shalom Yom Chobam Mishulim? It's chutzil. Again, our situation of Batei Din. So in Oz Dalid in the Minchas Chinuch, he says, "V'hinei Lashon Rambam v'Ramachaber Tzachin." Okay, Masha Kosa Rambam Sanhedrin Shapasul Tzilah Muchayev near the Dafku. But someone asked before the words were Pasul. What do you mean Pasul? It's just say we Paskin. It's a far. That was the Lashon. The Rambam's Lashon Perkes Halacha Aleph Sanhedrin. Shapaschu kulon. What do you mean paschu kulon? Open. What does that mean? It's a strange lashon. Right. Meaning, right from the get-go, they felt that it was, says the Mitzvah Chinuch, he says, near the dafku of paschu tchila, it's only if they all right away said convict. Okay, but if, I think what he means is, because even if they all voted to convict, but there was some deliberation, now when you play it over in your head, well, wait a minute, you know, that guy brought a point. At the end, he retracted, but maybe he's right. During the deliberations, there were a lot of back and forth. And then when it came time to vote, we all voted to convict. But now you can have a halamas at the end and say, wait a minute, maybe some of the points that came up, you're right, it didn't come up at the end. It wasn't in the final, whatever, writing the position. But you follow what I'm saying? So that's what the Chizkina says. He says, near the doctor of Paz Chutila. Well, Vashas Enel Burkhan doesn't say that exactly in the Gemara. Okay? He says, that's the question. Does it mean Pasach, or does it mean just the Yom Rishon Chivu Kulam? Any time during the day. I don't know. And that's what Minchas Chinuch is grappling. A little bit later in Oz Yabez, a little bit later, Osir Beis, he writes, El Mavur Le'el Osdal, the Sanhedrin Shero Kulachov Pozozo, my name is Supuk. He wrote Kulachov of Oso Hayom, during the day, wrote Sosom the Sichom Schus, and some of them thought you could acquit. He will turn along with the Schus and so on, the Lamed Chov, then he could kind of change their mind, so on. So again, that's another sort of limitation that the Minchas Chinuch, introduces. Yeah.
Even if they at the end come to, it's unanimous for the same reason, but if prior to that there was deliberation, it's okay.
It suggests as a possibility. Then you would not. Then you would still have a long sit-in and move on and possibly convict them. Yes.
I think you make a lot of sense that it's supposed to be a justice system. Mm-hmm. That if you, from the get-go,
right, right. That doesn't, yeah, okay. That's what you said. There is a sefer on Masechet Sanhedrin called the Margolios Hayam. Reuven Margolios lived in the 1900s. Very fascinating, genius person. You know, his photographic memory. I think people. I know I met him. He was a librarian of a big Sfarim library in Tel Aviv. And so he had access to Sfarim. So he wrote a lot of interesting Sfarim, many of which are off the beaten path type of Sfarim. He had tremendous pekiyas, you know, all over. Okay, but anyway, so he wrote sort of on Sanhedrin, he wrote kind of a line-by-line called Margolios Hayam Masechet Sanhedrin. So on Sanhedrin, he wrote a line-by-line commentary, if you will. So on this Gemara here, on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, a common statement, that if everybody votes to convict, you acquit. So he has a discussion, okay? So he says, he also brings up this possibility, actually interesting, he doesn't quote the Or Samech or the Tvar Avraham, okay, I saw those references elsewhere, but he does bring up this possibility that when it says you acquit, means this Bezdin acquits him, but another Bezdin will take over. Then he says, Shuvim Yisharam, he also makes the fuss as an Osir Tet. This is the Rambam emphasized, Shapasul Kulam Medina Fasus. Below Nakar Hastignon Haragil B'chom Mokom, Sanhedrin Shadonu Kulam L'chom. It's a different verb. It says Paschum instead of Donu. Maybe the Imachre Maso Machalach Shalom Medina Chlitu Pech L'chova. Okay, if they had normal deliberations back and forth, then you are going to convict the guy if it's unanimous, because you can have alonis and then be considered, like we said before, raki miyad kisha you said like a lynch mob, right? Raki miyad kisha poscho adin ro kul chol b'li edam aselas chal. There was never this edam aselas. Then no. Any quotes from others who will bring up this point? Okay. Then he writes in Oschav Hamaral ni Prague. The Sifro Ber HaGola Kosov HaMasha Zarbe name is Shisharo Kul Mechobi Yepot Sina. He says, again, this is very strange. They all vote to convict, that if we acquit, the Kvar Amarnu, Ki Ein Bezin Roy Lidon, Rad Dover Shu Mishpat Emes Mikol Tzad. A Bezin's job is to come to absolute justice, the extent that human beings can do that. Lo Yeh Bezeh Shum Avla Klal, Ki Ashchina B'Yisrael, V'hu Sha'osa Mishpat V'Rishar L'Ficha, Ein Al Bezin Shomata Lassos Dover, Shafilo kechuta sira ain ro leos. You can't do anything. You know, it's got to be. You got to be down to the, you know, a hairbreadth. Ki haTorah tzricha las alonis adin meki adam hu chomer. Your human being is finite. V'chol sechav das asher yesh lo. You know, it's all limited. It's finite. Well, if you haTorah alonis adin, you have to sleep on lavol abirur. Bifrak kasher adin the fashos. Because any problem, you can't. You made a mistake. You can't say, oh, sorry. Okay, you can't take it back now. Guy's dead.
Yeah, that's
okay. No, for nefashos. Look what he said. I'm saying. No, that's what he means. That's what he means. So, ubezdin shero kulam lechova kiilu nifsa kadin shvivadim echel alad tzutz harayatayin lechova kashero kulam lechova. And they can't find anything, he says. It's just not possible. That something went wrong. Nobody had anything possible, positive to say. If the guy deserves to die, Kadosh Baruch will find a way. We all know that. Other Gemara and Marcus, right? There'll be another guy who deserves, so someone will fall off the ladder and kill him, whatever it'll be. Kadosh Baruch will have the plan. That's what the Maharal Mitzvah seems as quoted by the Margolis Sayyam. Okay. So again, we have here this very interesting din about Rav Kana, which is based on Halonis Hadin. So actually, it's interesting. Goes back to what Zidit said before, we're looking for the time, you know, and applying it only applies in certain cases. That may depend on whether it's the right of the Rabbanah. Okay, if it's the din of Alana Sadin, the right of the Rabbanah.
Yeah.
And that actually in the Kiryas Sefer from the Abid, of the Rabbi, Tukul Sanhedrin, Tarek Tess Alach Aleph, he's Mesupuk. He says, I quote Subkana, The nearer the Havim the Rabbana, that's probably only the Rabbana, came in the Havim some time with Allah's Din, Dilma Hani Sulachot, right? On the other hand, he says, Efshar David the Raisa. Maybe it is the Raisa. No, they don't, but the Gemara never mentioned. Okay? Maybe it's, it just says it, doesn't give a marker. Anyway, she says, I'm not sure. Yeah, maybe it'll be under whatever the din of Buffington was. Yeah. So anyway, that's he's Mesupik. It seems to me, okay, Lanir's Daiti Mam, if we come back to what we said before, I think it is Doraisa, Lanir's Daiti. Why? Because even though they don't link it, and not clearly, I suggest that the Mir and the Rav have that point, I think it's a din in this Yitzilo Eda, of Shavto Yitzilo Eda. The Halonas Hadin is just an extension. I wish the Gemara would say it, but it doesn't. Okay, so there's only a suggestion. But the whole V'shaftu Eda V'tzilo Eda, okay, I'm sorry. So it comes out, I think, that what's the reason for all this? I said before, there needs to be somebody, I'd like the Maharal to say, somebody's got to be able to find a source. There's something people can say. Okay, at the end, you may decide not, right? But there's got to be some deliberation. As Josh said, we see what you call it, there's a process of judgment. There are laws of how a court has to work, and a Jewish court has to work based on the Tzilo Eda, the Shaftu Eda, the Tzilo Eda. There has to be some people who acquit, and that's what the Rambam says. Again, I'm reading the language of the Rambam, Parak Pesach, Sana Alach Aleph. He says, Ad Chiyusha Mixus Mizakin. There's got to be someone who, or some people who find him to be acquitted. Sheyaf was so they'll pitch his disclosure. The year go on the chayt, but the vote will go the other way. The vote will go, go to convict. Okay? So I guess, that's the problem with these new editions. You can never find it. But the, anyway, the Aruch HaShulchan writes in Choshen Mishpat Simen Yudches, thank you. Choshen Mishpat Simen Yudches, Allah Chazayim, he makes, I was gratified to find someone who makes that connection to it. That's all time looking for. I thought it was a reasonable swara, what I'm saying, that the whole, the din of Allah Chazayim, in effect, is an extension of the seal of Hashem, the seal of Eidah. So Rav Shulchan writes, Ketzer Simen Yudches, Choshen Mishpat Simen Yudches, Allah Chazayim, Ketzer Yudches, Allah Chazayim, Ketzer Yudches, Allah Chazayim, Ketzer close to Rambam. Okay, we got everybody. Atam mitnei b'kol dinei nefashos ein gomrim bo b'yom l'chova. By dinei nefashos, you cannot make a decision in one day to convict. Ela machosu kiviksir, pasuk in the first parak of Yeshaya, Shabbos Chazon, right? Overnight. Tzedek yolim bo. The shema yinslos chus, maybe they'll find to acquit. The kevan shekulam danu l'chova, vaybay lo yuz chus pato. If everyone voted to convict, they're not going to find any reason to acquit. And you shouldn't. You have to find chipus chus. When you debate, then you'll get to the emes. I was very gratified to find the Aruch HaShulchan links this halachas hadin the shaft eider shofetes lechol data matelas chus kosher gesalm. So now he says below the inon eider shlema matelas. You don't have to have in every case 10 people. Voted to acquit. Now, even one guy said to acquit, the kula on the chov, and all the rest say to convict. Hariyesh can be kula, and I have a debate. But how long is it? The chippa is chus. Okay, we'll always win rock, close to mitzvah, that we should aid on ourselves, just have to have that number, like you said. Al Rishas Masa Matlam, the document doesn't have to be always a 10 will vote in one way and so on. And that's what the Rambam means again. He says that, that's the potential. You have to have the potential for 10, but in the actual case, you're not going to say, we're only going to accept this person's decision if there are at least 10 people in way up. That's all right.
Well, now, if that was each, we're going to accept only two things.
Yeah.
13 to 10?
Right, that's right. That's no, all right, correct. So that can't be. Right, that's what's not. And he says, V'zeh shekos v'ram ha'shepas u'ful ha'pechova. Okay? Ain't kavanos ha'psicha at the beginning right away, like the Lishma, not that. Sorry, also have told me there was a chobah and so on, but so much of a shas maso matan danu kum of chobah. Okay, so I was very happy to see Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan Mishpat. Hilchus Dayanim. Hilchus Dayanim. No, it's Alas. The regulars. Hilchus Dayanim. Hilchus Dayanim. He mentioned Hilchus Dayanim. Simen Yud Ches. Simen Zayin. Look it up. Okay. Okay. I was very happy to find the Aruch HaShulchan. Before I saw the Aruch HaShulchan, I found a sefer called Klei Chemda. The Klei Chemda is on Chumash by Meir Dan Plotsky, and he writes in Parshas Dvarim. If you remember, Parshas Dvarim talks at the beginning about Dayanim. Yeah. Right. So it goes down in Dvarim. He says, firstly, it's an interesting question, what you said. Halana Satin, is that only by Nefashos? Okay. Is there Halana Satin by other things? Like Malkus? Is there Halana Satin by their food? He says, Lo Matzos Mevuah B'Shul Mokom. The Emes Gam B'Zeri Novo, in Kavanas Aram Zal Lichol Malkus B'Chol Yonam Nishovat in Nefashos, behind the leader Halana Satin, in Gam came Shach from Malkus. That's his discussion here. Is there Halana Satin by Malkus also? Olo, Umistimas Hashas, from the silence of the Gevarim, Near the Zerach for the Nefashos, Mamish, the Minachov Gimel. It's here the Shoftay of the Tila. It's only by Kamalkus can be done by Bezen and Gimel. Okay? So therefore, you don't need Halon Sadim. Kalon, so that's what he talks about.
And
he said,
starting point.
Say again?
The Gemara
is talking about by the Nefashos.
How do we know that?
As a context, yeah.
Does the Mishnah have a.
The Mishnah has different than a moment, but it doesn't mention Malkus. That's his bother.
Right.
So he said, you're right. He said, Mistima Sasha, it would have come up somewhere. Okay, that's what he said.
Okay.
Anyway,
no.
So now. You get out of the court. You can leave. Recuse yourself.
You can't
say that. Right. But you can't vote. Zero. You can't vote. Anyway, he says, she quotes this commandment on Hedgen. So he says, and it would have been by Malkus. So, okay. Anyway, he says, in the contest discussion, he says, like we said, you don't get acquitted in total. Another Bezdin has to take over. But he also brings up in this context the issue of the Tzilei and the Shoftei. So again, we have another possible Achron who links it up. And finally, so did the Torah Tamima, which makes him the son of the Aruch HaShulchan, right? So his father did it, he said it too. The Torah Tamima here, in our Sedim Mishpatim, Shmuel's Perk Chav Gimel plus the days in Oath. I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Yeah, it's a little strange. Okay, I don't know. Not in here. In the Makor Baruch, he quotes him. He quotes his father also. But not in the Makor Baruch, he's referencing his biography. Not just biography. It's a lot of different things. Anyway, in Oath Yud Zayin, there's a long Torah Tamima on our Pasuk. And he too. Where is it now? Here it is. He says, everybody accepts it, lahalacha, and so on. Okay, now he quotes Echad Gedolei Rishonim B'Dor Shel Rama Reb Meir Halevi the Rama. That's who he thinks is meant by the Tosafot, but it's not true. Okay, because I showed you Rama didn't say it, so it was a different Rabbeinu Meir. Okay, he brings it up. He said that's not an Aruch deal. Anyway, we don't have time now, but in the course of this discussion, also this long Torah, if you want to read it, he also says that it seems that the idea of Halanas Adin and so on is all also interconnected with the idea of a Shoftei, though, too. I would have hoped someone made it more clear, but Lemaisa, it seems to me that that's the way it goes. Now we come to something that was hinted at as follows. Very fascinating. Come full circle now, back to our puzzle that we started with. Parakov Gimel, thanks for bringing the coast. Because those is a fascinating orachayim on this puzzle. And we're going to give you a to it. And the Parakov Gimel, puzzle Bay, is our puzzle we've been talking about. Anyway, so Adkan, that part of the Shir, and that now the Aruch Chaim mentions the following interesting possibility. If I only find it, here it is. First, he says, like Rashi, Rabbi Seinu Zal, Chirmu Lidrus proposes there. Lama Drosan proposes there, Abel Ein Hamikra Mishashay Lufi Pshuta. Like Rashi says, it just doesn't, the words are tough. What are you going to do? Okay. The Deir Lefarish HaKosuv. Seems to me to explain this part of the Parsha Kosum. Lepi Masha Amra Hatar V'Shaflei to V'Tilei. Back to this. The Amra Zal, right? Eda Shofet is Eda Matzelet. And he says, Kor, like I said, right? Avo Imposku Kul Mechova Potter. He links the two things. Everybody says, Chova, everyone says guilty, he's innocent. Uba HaKosum Kan, Lahasir Beiz Mechsholen. this pasuk is based on that Gemara that you need to have, that if everybody finds guilty, the guy is acquitted. Okay, well, now, again, what it means, again, we have limitations. Go over it again. Maybe only in that bezin, he has to go to a different bezin. Maybe only they all had the same reason, or whatever the reason, you know, whatever the limitations were. But anyway, however it works, he says there's two problems. Okay? One of the judges sees that everybody is voting guilty on this case. I don't know what he's doing, right? The guy starts declaring like this. Kihu Zakai. Okay? I believe the guy's innocent. But I'm going to be outvoted here 22-1. Okay, I really believe this guy's innocent. But my vote is not going to get the guy off the hook. The guy called the cop, I'll vote guilty, and then he's off. Okay, that way I'll get what I think is right. That's really the underway. I know, so I said, wait, huh? Okay, according to those. Right, according to some, we said it.
I don't know, do they vote out
loud? Well, it looks like that. Well, I don't know if they vote out.
Only the last
guy, right. He says his father. He says, who calls his dad? Yitzchakem lomar. Im over zaka he may who you say chayev ki yesh sham ein shofet they don't tell us but in sudar osim hefet dati so they say yitzchak yitzchakem want to be smart okay the over chayev so with this yesh sham osim is kavet then my goal will be fulfilled she yesh zaka mi tam pasul from tetzet we began the mekayim and so on so and that way I can also be mekayim the musar of the mevato daiti if they die you know or my kizul everybody else right I'm a different guy. Well, I got all the other rabbanim are saying this. I'll go along with them. I'll know what I want, right? So he says, that's what the pasuk means, says the Morachan of Pichat. Don't fight. He says, don't join the majority, okay?
Exactly.
Don't just sign up with them because that's going to work better for you. You say, even though it's going to come out with what you want, not what you want, you have to say the right way. That's the rachayim. A clever ela amor daicha. Say what you believe, okay? If you must share that, then you say Torah. The ein lachol is hakim ala mishpat ki Hashem elokim. Kadosh Baruch Hu is your partner in the judgment. Who sha'amar? And he's the one who said this bit. So don't try and outwit a Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? I mean, it sounds like it's the right stuff. All right, you know, whatever. But I mean, that's the din of kind of, you don't not try and outsmart a Kadosh Baruch Hu and beat the system. And that's basically what he's saying. That's what this pasuk means, right? Lo am Hashem shizakadeh in lachol yirachayev lo shirazakah shoschayev. That's the mishul, okay? Basically, that's how he learns it. Now, the second, the Archaim goes on, says, oh, yes, Mishol Sheni, there's a second Mishol, in your case, the Mishpat Zeb, Ofanache, who in Yerben Achachem Shuchayim, I think he's guilty, Kechol Adayanim, like all the other guys, Shom Ruchayim, the Rosh, Yom Ruchayim, if I'm going to say Chayim, you know, he'll say Zakai, then he's going to end up getting off, so let me not say, let me be the one guy who says, acquit, let me 22-1, oh, he's going to, basically, it's all the same. So that's a very, isn't that a fascinating Archaim? Very, very, very fascinating Archaim.
In this case,
yeah.
They vote out loud. Everything we said in the last 10 minutes, the voting out loud, and the last time,
it could
solve the problem.
Yeah.
Everybody votes on a pencil and paper.
Right.
And put it up.
I have to look up, I don't remember.
And therefore, nobody can be watching.
You can tell from the deliberations, though. You can tell from the deliberations. Okay. Yeah.
No. The voting is after the deliberation. But the Rabbi Tavis said this way. Some of the deliberations, you can figure out how the body is going to vote.
Anyway, I just want to mention, also, the Maratzchayet, and I'm asking more in tonight, I should have mentioned before, also says, again, even the worst person, there's got to be something positive to say. So I think what the Gemara is telling us, or what the Archaim is telling us, based on his view, and I thought this a fascinating idea, okay?
Do you equate someone based on just any positive spiritual quality that he has?
No. There's got to be something. There must be something in this case that, you know, there must be some other way to look at it. But that, you know,
that's a little difficult.
It's a little difficult, right. I mean, so here, that was
the...
So listen to this. Despite the Torah, points out the following. This is a later on the same Dasan, very strange part. It says, Amar of Yehuda Amarav, Ein Moshim in the Sanhedrin, Elenish Yodea Latar Es Hasheretz Mehatorah. The guy's got to be so clever and such a sharp guy that he can take a rope that the Shwana Shrat, that the Torah says, how are you going to say it? How are you going to assert his power? The guy's got to be that power to be a dying on the Sanhedrin. That's what it says. That's a strange statement. Because the truth of the matter is, Tosus asked, Yodea Latar Es Hasheretz was the Kosher Ben Atam. Okay? He said, but Tom had a problem with this. The Mali B'Charif, Ma'alama B'Charif, so I have no, the guy's so sharp. Well, what do you need? You know, Shatorah, the Tar Shatorah, Shatorah Tumayah. So then Tom says what he says, but he asks that question. It's a very interesting thing. That's a Tosis. The Gemara says, you have to be sharp enough to be the Tar Shatorah. I told him, Tom won this war. What's the purpose of this? So listen to this. But more than that, he's not saying Steve's side. He's saying, maybe. Listen to the other thing, Abishit's right. This is the statement, Yaros Vash, Chelik Beis, Drosha Ches, Page Kufan Beis, and this is fire. He says as follows. The Gemara mentioned this, and Tosas asked, Mali Chayesu Heaven said, Lumei Chorcha Yisra Omer, Yadua HaMitzel Levar Rishon. There's a mitzvah to get rid of Rishon. Like the Vida said, you have a guy in life, they saw him stay for that. Well, you know, so he says, Lassos Mishra, to do justice and so on. Vim Kain Oser Ritzicha, Uchidom Bifnei Bezin, Ad She'en Pishon Tera, Tzadim Bishuzo. There's no doubt in the eyes that all the evidence is in, it's clear that he did it. Okay? Vim Kain, but if that's the case, it's a good hour. But he said, if that's the case, and we all know the guy did the murder, in Cain, yes, that kind, and they're all going to vote to convict, he's going to go out free. He bends his shim, cool, the chom, that guy. In Cain, yet, say, not give her shusa, we reach also. And then he told them his guard, the guy's a murderer, he's going to get away with murder, literally. The afheim, marvin, shukas, don't be so, this guy's a murderer, he's going to get out scot free. Okay, and it's a terrible thing. So therefore, he says, not like your chayim. Okay? Therefore, let one person, that's why you need the guy who's clever enough to be the Taras Hasheret. He'll come up with himself a way to look at it in such a case that he'll say innocent, and then the guy will get what he deserves. In other words, that's what the Venice Abishit's right to the Gemara means. The guy should be so clever, he can't just say, no, I'm like, he agrees with the Archive. He can't say, no, I'm voting to acquit. You have to have a reason. How can you vote? It's so obvious. So that's why I need a guy who's so clever. A guy who's so clever, he comes up, twist to it. That's what he says, right? He says, the Archaim, yeah. He agrees the Archaim to a point. The Archaim, he agrees the Archaim, you can't just vote innocent the other way.
The guy thought he was guilty, but innocent anyway. And here the guy is going out of his way.
No, he's still saying the same thing. But he's going to have a clever interpretation to show it. Right. Well, the other thing, Abishit seems to be saying that you can do it. Yeah. Not like your Archaim. He seems to be saying you should do it. Okay? I don't know. I think in the rare case, where it's so clear and it's just not right, there's no way you can get this guy off. So you have to come up with a patent to make him go. That's what he said.
Exactly.
But Lamaisa, I think you're right. Finally, let me just finish the last line. The Gemara says, I'm dying, I have an expression. Okay? Amar of Shmuel Barachon, Amar of Yerushalayim, called Dayan Shadon Bin Emes Lamito, Masha Shkin of Yisrael. Okay? Very nice. Okay, it should happen with all of us. But anyway, that's done emes lamito. So it's interesting. What type of word? One second. So what? But what does emes lamito mean? the former Emma was, I mean, super truth. It's truth is not true, right? You're pregnant out
there.
What is Emma's love to Okay, but what do you need to, the Emes itself means real? So what is Emes
really?
Okay,
real.
So the Gemara has that expression also in the Basra, and you know, just like they say, you know, what's the difference? The guy, he said the guy behaves, he's like a goy gomer. You know, like, what's the difference between a goy and a goy gomer, right? The goy gomer is really Jewish, right? But anyway, and what is Emes Lamito, right? So it says in Baba Basra that Chesam Beis same Lashon Beis, and Hamaskilin Nazir Kizor Akia says Shadon Dain Shadon Din Emes Lamito. Suppose it's there Baba Basra Chesam Beis Din Emes Lamito. What's the paper Lashon Emes Lafuki Din Real? Okay, that should be shouldn't be not true. Well, Amito Shlo Yatu Es Hadin. I mean, what I think it means is Emes Lamito. You got to get to the Emes also through Emes. Not to some, really, I want to say the guy's guilty. The only way I can say the guy's guilty is to both innocent, like, it's like you're a high. All right, the innocent English is notwithstanding. I think it's like.
Something like that in English, where.
Okay.
You use.
The whole truth, nothing but the truth.
No, not to use wrong methods to try
to. Just the beans in my hands. And stuff. Okay, but I'm saying, the coin that that's closest, and the word MS Lamito, and that's what a dying supposed to do. It's MS through MS. The arrival of the clue has to be done the right way. Okay, I wish I would have gotten Shabbos.
This is the last day.